On the way, going to tell you about Adele's new man. I like this guy for her. I do, actually. It's just coming up in a second. First, Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber are married once again, officially. Officially, even though they were already married officially.
Right. Again, officially.
A year ago, they did the big, the quick courthouse wedding thing, right? Mm-hmm. And yesterday was the big one. They walked down the aisle in front of 154 guests at a romantic resort in South Carolina.
What was she wearing?
Don't know yet. You know what's so impressive? 154 people, and I don't know if they took everybody's phones or they just have that many people that they can trust not to sell their photos to TMZ, because there is very little being leaked from this wedding.
Wow.
That is impressive.
Few photos, nothing.
You got to think that all the phones were confiscated, because if one person snagged a shot, I mean, that's a $1 million photo there.
I would think that they would confiscate the phones. Justin Bieber's known for doing that. Mm-hmm. But I would also think that in 154 people, there's at least one person who snuck in another one who they couldn't trust. Yeah, I would have figured.
Like Sharon Razer, he was probably the guy. He would be the guy to sneak in an extra phone.
He's got some legal fees to take care of. He needs the money.
Not Ed Sheeran. Hearing that Kendall and Kylie Jenner were there, though, along with Ed Sheeran, Travis Scott and Usher, as well, just a few of the celebrities in attendance. I think Katy Perry was there for at least the party part as
well. Sure, why not?
Exactly.
As a performer or a guest?
As a guest.
Okay.
So the night before their wedding, I heard they made all of their wedding guests watch The Notebook, which I don't know why.
That's pretty sappy.
That's their favorite movie, but who wants to cry and watch a movie with 154 other people? I'm not sure. But the festivities leading up to the wedding were all carnival themed, so it turned out to be a lot of fun. I think had a lot of candy, bowling, and games. They played capture the flag and had a water gun fight and everything. It looks like they're having a good time. And the wedding venue in South Carolina is stunning. They travel around by boat there, like to get where they need to go, kind of on the resort. And those are the only videos or photos you're going to see, and they're clearly from strangers, like standing on the riverbank taking the photos. Anyway, hopefully soon we'll know what she wore and exactly how everything went.
No idea how much the whole wedding cost.
$5.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right. Does Adele have a new boyfriend? I love Adele, and she's been on many dates with a guy named Skepta. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
That's it? That's the name, Skepta?
Skepta, that's his name. He's a British rapper, and he's from Tottenham. That's the same place that Adele is from.
Oh, cool.
And they've really been supporting each other since their old relationships ended. They've been talking regularly, and a lot of their friends are saying they are basically on the verge right now of a full-blown official relationship.
Ooh.
They're really, really cute together. And back in 2016, there's a Twitter conversation between the two of them, and he said he was having a really hard day. He was going to quit music that day. And then Adele, who he calls the Lady of Tottenham, sent him a tweet, like basically gassing him up, and it changed his life. And now they're dating. It's come full circle.
Well, good for them.
I mean,
is he aware that he's probably going to have a full album written about him at some point?
Yeah, I think he's okay with it. He used to date Naomi Campbell, and she's terrifying. So
that's true.
Yeah, she's very, very scary.
Step up. You're an angel, Adele.
Yeah, I think she pretty much is compared to the past.